I want a leader. This is Dr. Herbert O'Barley, Dean of the University of Healing in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. I want a leader. In all of life, we want a leader. We like a leader, someone to show us the way, someone who is a way-shower, someone who teaches us the techniques to get the most out of our life. Not to make the most out of the world, but to get the most out of our life, so that our life can be a significant, meaningful experience for each of us, where we can be happy with ourselves, we can be content with ourselves, we can be fulfilled with ourselves. It's not a matter of being successful in the business world or in life. It's not a matter of going out and showing off to others how powerful and how desirable we are, but it's just being ourselves and having fun. And to be ourselves and have fun means we want to be a leader of ourselves. And to learn to be the leader of ourselves, we allow role models to appear in our life and show us the way. We watched the Glenn Miller movie the other night. It's an oldie and a goodie. And in the movie, Glenn Miller was in service. He was in the military. And his job was to be the director of the band, the music director. And at one point, he was with many of the military overseas, and the military were passing in review before the general and showing how militaristic they were. Well, now, they were far from orderly. They marched according to the band, and the band was a nice background music, but it had no pizzazz to it. There was no feeling of magic in it. There was just a beat of the drum, da-dum, dum, dum, da-dum, left, right, and the men were sometimes left and sometimes right and sometimes not at all, you know. And they walked along in a very unhappy fashion. And so Glenn Miller was there, and he had to go and appear before his men, and he decided something had to be done right then. So he walked off the bandstand where he was standing with the officers, and he went down to the director of the band, and he took over. And he changed the beat. He changed the beat to a more harmonious beat, a beat with life and vigor and imagination in it. And the men, who were a raggle-taggle bunch, immediately fell in line with music they could feel and sense, and which meant something to them. And they even felt a little jazz to it, a little bit of sparkle to it. And the entire body of men all took to the new rhythm, to the new magic. And what they needed was just someone to be a leader. They had it within them. They had within them the ability to march properly. They had within them the ability to do the left and the right. And they had the ability to have music in their soul. And those who didn't, those around them who did, sparkled them to such a degree that they did too. It was a very entertaining experience to see that happen. We all need leadership. And we're looking for leadership wherever we are. And when our parents tell us, this is what we do here in this family, and there is no discussion about it, there is no, well, let's talk about it and let's see if we can think together, let's come to an agreement. There's no agreement. We want a leader. We want our father to show us what is right and wrong. We want our mother to show us what's expected of us, what sort of mannerisms we're to have, how we're to treat our clothing, how we're to treat our brothers and sisters, how we're to treat ourselves, how we're to treat our parents, how we're to treat our neighbors. We want a leader, someone who's going to show us the way. Even in training of a dog wants a leader, not because he's a dog, but because that is the nature of all life. All life bows to effective leadership. And when a dog has an effective leader, it's a leader who is sure of himself, who knows what he wants, and he doesn't allow anything to disturb him as he knows what he wants. He doesn't say to a dog, "Please sit down, will you sit down? I want you to sit down." He says, "Sit." A simple, firm, authoritative statement, one word, and he pushes the dog's rear end down sometimes in the beginning, and the dog gets the idea when he says sit, it's sit. And there is no discussion. There is no arbitration about it. There's no way you can get around not sitting. You sit when you're told to sit. And you come when you're told to come. You see, when the dogs learn these few little commands, they then become harmonious. They then, it's not the command so much. It's that they have found a leader. And they have found a person who cares enough about them to tell them what to do. A dog doesn't really care what it does, whether it runs free or whether it runs on the leash. The dog wants to be loved and wants to have a leader. Children love to go for a walk with their father, not because he lets them do whatever they want to do, but because he makes life fun, and he makes following the leader fun. Our life is so filled with the prospects of leadership, and we can learn from that leadership to be leaders ourselves, to be authoritative figures ourselves, to be people who know what we want out of life and speak our word and bring it forth into our experience in a wonderful, magical way. This is where we all are. Are you ready to be the leader of your life? Then you won't need to have a leader outside of yourself. But to be a leader of yourself means first you have yourself under control. It means first you know what the commands are in your life, what the expectations are in your life for you and for the people around you and for the world around you. And you come to the point that the leader is your thought. And when you have your thought in order, your world is in order. When you tell yourself, "Now, just a minute, don't get so uptight about this," you're being the leader of yourself. When you tell yourself, "I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows the answer," you're the leader of moving yourself into harmony with all knowledge that dwells within you right now. And on we go with these self-confident leadership tactics that we use for ourselves in every way. We look at other people and we see the beautiful things we have. Now, we might be envious of them and say we'd like to have that too, or we can be a leader. And we can delight in the happiness and the joy and the goodness that other people have, not wanting it in the slightest for ourselves, just delighting in their having it. We have created a world for ourselves of everything that a leader would like with his pack, with his associates, with his world. And it is good and very good. And because we have created this leadership role for ourselves, and because we are indeed the leader of ourselves, our every thought, our every attitude, our every action, because we are the leader of ourselves, we are very happy with ourselves. It's not that the rest of the world thinks we're wonderful. It's not that the rest of the world looks at us and says, wow, what a beautiful leader, what a beautiful role model, what a beautiful person. They just feel good about themselves because we are the reflection of their highest and best, just as we are the reflection of our own highest and best. And everyone looks at us and they see in us who they are. And they don't admire us, they don't envy us, they don't want what we have. They recognize they are what we are, they have what we have. And as we have this attitude, as I have this attitude about myself and my world, I am always happy. Oh, I love the latest new gadgets and the latest new trinkets that make life exciting, but I can do without them. I can do just fine without them, or I can even create them myself. But what really matters is I like me just the way I am. I am the leader of myself just the way I am. And I am the leader of myself living in my harmonious world, where I am harmonious with everyone else and all of the world is harmonious in my eyes. How good and how glorious that is. And how powerful and how wonderful that is. But it's all a matter of being my choice. We all want a leader. But when we stop looking outward for a leader and we begin to lead ourselves into the paths of harmony and peace and goodness, when we begin to live in moderation, realizing that all things are ours right now, and to enjoy them and to delight in everything that we are, then we find that the greatest leader in the universe already lives inside of us. In my heart, in my soul, in my being, is the greatest leader that I will ever know. Just like in you, the greatest leader you will ever know is already at home in you. And for that, we can give grateful praise and thanks to the Divine for releasing our awareness of this, that we might live in the consciousness of our personal leadership. And with that, we say, life is wonderful. And I say, I love you. I love you. I love you.